musical mushrooms, and coastal shores. The conference runs February 20th through March 1st. Learn more by following Single Thread Theater on Instagram and get your tickets now via performanceandxr.com. See you there.
Hello, tis I, DJ Tangent. You may know me from episodes of Making Bacon, such as the St. Patrick's Day special, the Homegrown Live preview show, and the Spring Reverb extravaganza. I have my own show now called Numbers with Wings. Join me, and I will take you on a voyage through garage rock, punk, post-punk, cowpunk, Paisley Underground, and more, all viewed through my, some say, unique perspective. I will be broadcasting live on CFRC 101.9 FM, Sundays from 2 to 3 p.m., and on CFRC.ca a few seconds later, or you can check it out at your leisure.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Was a big group breakfast like so many others. Had our eggs and we got each other. The merits of towns and good hash browns. Morning winds up while the evening winds down. There's sun in the steam of the coffee cups. It lingers round the table and warms us up. Where will you go next? What do you do? Really nice last night having drinks.
Good morning, everyone. This is DJ Over Easy, and you're listening to Making Bacon. Good morning. Good morning, y'all. How you doing? Hey, it's spring out there. No word of a lie. It feels really warm. There was some rain. It didn't clean things up that much, but polished things off a little bit. And it's super warm out there, so that's encouraging. And the studio is bright here, not super bright because the sun isn't shining bright, but things are, the world, our world here in Canada is beginning to wake up from this cold winter we've had. And, it's been cold because, as you know, CFRC is located here in Kingston, Ontario. We are on the Queen's campus in a building called Carruthers Hall. Check it out. It's an incredible resource that Kingston has here to be able to connect us all and be able to have a space for all our local creatives to be able to convene and share and talk and collab and all those fun things. So, very cool, very cool. Hey, listen, I was up to a couple things this week, but not too much, because I have this rigorous ninja training that I am going through, and that's all I can say about it. It's top secret stuff. But so lots of cool shows this week that I did not get to attend. Good old DJ Tangent was out there at the Broom Factory, saw some amazing shows, wish I could have joined him. But I did manage, of course, last week after the show down at the Buckle. You know, it was Good Co. and Lee Rust, and what a fun time that was. I had a blast, and great show. Lee Rust, a band from Toronto area, super cool. And the violin player, she had made these patches, like embroidery patches, but all handmade embroidery. So I had to get one of those, though it is the coolest, one of my favorite, most prized possessions when it comes to merch. The unfortunate thing about Lee Rust is no music available yet, but they are working on an album. But hey, in this era of me, now, that's all we hear when you turn on any American feed, media feed. And it's just not cool. Why did I get on this rant? Damn weed. media, me, I can't remember. I was going to say something about, just so silly. I ended up clicking over there. And anyways, so I did get down to, I'm sure the thought will come to me. That's kind of how it works. You know what it's like getting old, eh? Hey, this happens. I did get out Thursday night, which, it wasn't till late but I had to get down to the drain, the toucan, to see Clem Chesterfield and the Lazy Boy Recliners. And what a treat. I've always wanted to get down there, pick up their vinyl. And, so super amazing show. It was so good. I will, and I did pick up their vinyl, so I've got some of those. Because of that, I'm going to have a lot of all country themed stuff. And yeah, really tickled my vinyl fancy there. So we're going to be playing lots of vinyl this morning, spinning from the old Over Easy collection. And yeah, but I am going to begin, as I often do, with Oscar Evans, a little jazzy jazz to get you jazzing and get you jazzing and all over the kitchen. But don't make a mess. Don't make a mess when you're jazzing all over the kitchen. Just keep things clean. Keep things clean. And but when you are jazzing all over the kitchen, you want to be able to start somewhere. So here he is, Oscar Evans, gotta start somewhere. There he is, Oscar Evans, local jazz virtuoso, with a track called Gotta Start Somewhere. It's from the EP Gotta Start Somewhere, so check that out. He's on Bandcamp, he's on Spotify, he's on everywhere. Oh, that reminds me, Nolan's release. I'm just chatting stuff down here because, you know, as mentioned before, I'm just going to see this. I don't know if it's the earphones or the mic. I'm just going to change mics there and see. Nah, it sounds the same. I changed earphones because the one thing was falling off the other one. Anyways, y'all. Hey. This is Make Bacon, as you can tell by its completely unorganized yammering in the background. I'm Team J over Easy, and yeah, this is CFRC 101.9 FM, and all right, holy moly, so much stuff. Kingston, it's spring. The Kingston Film Festival is going on. That's some crazy stuff. Tonight, if you haven't got your ticket, I think there's probably some more tickets left. At the Grand Theater, 7:30, the Slate Music videos release is on. That's spectacular. I cannot wait. My buddy Nolan, I know Kira has a video that is being released, I've seen on social media. And from that, I'm not even sure who else. I'm sure there's going to be some amazing local artists collabing to make these videos. Excuse me. Woo. So, yeah, that's happening tonight at 7:30. And oh, that reminds me. I was gonna chat or talk about before I got talking about Clem. So went down and got the vinyl. I think I did mention that. Was cutting a rug, and who walks in but Talia Schlanger. She was in Kingston about a year ago when I first met her, picked up her album, and her partner, originally from Kingston, he was playing the keyboards for Clem, so that was super cool. And it was good to see her. So she's also in town for the film festival. A friend of hers, I do believe, is launching a documentary. So check that stuff out. Go to the KCFF website, sign up for some movies and such. My buddies and I are, I'm a procrastinator to the end, so I'll do my best. I will do my best. Nolan, I got to look up the date, but I do believe in the coming week, Nolan has an album release at Musiki. And, he's releasing a new album, which is exciting. It's been a while. I know he's been working on one of the hardest working dudes, just gigging constantly. But he's working on a new album, so that's super cool. So there we go. We had Goodco and Lee Rust and Clem on Thursday. Got to see Talia, KCFF. All right, so. As mentioned, Talia Schlanger. So when I got to see her at the Broom Factory, picked up the vinyl, yo. And so here we go. Here is Talia with a song called The Endling. It's a song about the last of a species. That's right. If you didn't know, didn't realize, we are actually living currently in probably the worst mass extinction that the planet has ever seen. Or let's just say it's happening faster. than the fossil record has demonstrated. So believe it or not, people, even though you look outside and it's a nice spring day, we are in a mass extinction that is happening. That's happening. It's happening. So Talia wrote a song about it. A little froggy, the very last one to exist in captivity that they know of, had passed away. And this is the song to commemorate that tragic loss to our world, because we actually have a term for the last of his species called the Endling. And the fact that we even have that term is tragic. So here is an incredible, introspective, thoughtful song about it. Talia Schlanger, The Endling.
Time we heard you, you were calling out over the canopy. Harmony held you and carried your name. Only an echo where your lullaby used to be, and the leaves wonder where you went every time they try. Son of a song, seed of tone. There in the cavity, with nothing to eat, you fought to grow limbs of your own. And yours would have done the same. Never came around. You are the Endling, the ending of a sigh. Protect you from meeting a sixth and final fate. Raised to the bottom before you're forgotten, before it's too late. They searched high. Ending up. in four walls and for all your weight is worth. Carry your body. Bury 300 million spins of wisdom and inner. One last cry, one last goodbye to a love deep underground. You are the ending, the ending of a
baby, I don't wanna play.
Butterhump. Yeah, there he is, Dennis Bowman and the Wild Roses with the vinyl I picked up. You know what? I just came to the realization that it's the one-year anniversary-ish of Make It Bacon, yo. Yeah. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Whatever happened to the horn? Who stole the horn? There used to be a horn in here. Anyways, yeah, it's been a year. Been on the airwaves for a year now. One of the first shows I got to see was Emily Steele and the Deal's release of Cut the Deck. And opening for Emily was Dennis Bowman and the Wild Roses. And this album, Sundog, I didn't actually get the vinyl until a little bit later in the year, but one of my faves. And that song there was Leave the Lights On. Before that song was Talia Schlanger and a song called The Endling. And as mentioned, Talia's in town. Oh, I forgot to mention down at the Toucan 2, saw Ricky, saw Cacao. Dude busted his bicep. I know, it's ridiculous. He's had like a separated bicep and he's in an arm thing and he's got shows and poor Ricky. Anyways, buddy, you stay strong. You're doing a great job. And had a chance to introduce him to Talia. So that was super cool. And happy 1 year anniversary to your ears, because those poor, long-suffering things, if you tune in to Making Bacon, CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston, Ontario, Crothers Hall, if you have been tuning in for the last year, you need to do something special for your ears, because it's a big ask. It's a big ask to have to put up with me. All right. That's, hey, 1 year. What do you know? To celebrate such an incredible, wonderful event in my life, I am going to share with you a brand spanker. That's right, a birthday spanking. Hey, it's a birthday spanking by Nolan Hubbard, baby. He's got a brand spanker out because, as I was alluding to, March the 4th, this Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, do not miss Musiki. I think it's 8 o'clock. Musiki, Nolan album release party. His new album called Emanate is dropping. It's dropping hard, yo. And to start us off, he has titillated us with a new drop, a pre-drop. It's called Pre-Algorithm. So here you go, a little birthday spanking by Nolan Hubbard, Pre-Algorithm. CFRC 101.9, Make Bacon, all that stuff.
I miss the pre- think of the things you won't be. Just 'cause you saw somebody that you don't even know. Used to get up and rise in the sun.
Hubbard, a new release and a birthday spanking. Thanks, Nolan. We appreciate you and your music, and just keep giving her, buddy. Keep giving her. I can't. I'll wait for Wednesday. That's going to be super fun. Okay. I am going to remind you that coming up next at the 10 o'clock hour is Hugh with Folk Everything. He's here. He's raring to go. He's got his list of songs the length of my leg for you, all planned out for you to enjoy your Saturday. So don't go anywhere. Hang out with CFRC and be able to enjoy the hard work that these volunteers do. I wish I could put myself in that realm, but I don't do a lot of hard work when it comes to this. I just do it for fun. And that's why it's so much fun to share local stuff and to be able to just, I don't know, give me an excuse to get up on a Saturday morning. Otherwise, I'd just stay there forever because, you know, let's just say, you know, you may think that I'm exaggerating and or whatever when it comes to me pretending that I'm like a hobo. And nope, not exaggerating at all legit, nothing, pure authenticity here to prove it. As a little milestone, I want to say thank you. Thank you so much to Surf Shack Yoga. Surf Shack Yoga, of course, in town here. They opened up about last April-ish, March, April-ish, I think. And Frank Ryan, as you know, one of my favorite performers in town here, insanely talented dude, insane. His partner, Morgan, is the one who established the Surf Shack Yoga and does a great job. It does a great job. The community of individuals that are coalescing around Morgan and the Surf Shack is impressive. It's very impressive. And I've been a part of it, just not actively, just as a consumer. And it's been wonderful because, as I said, my ninja training requires a lot of physical effort. So I want to, and to, so I passed a milestone. I completed on Friday my 100th yoga class, and my instructor was Natalia. Love Natalia. She's the coolest, has become a close, good friend, and they were kind enough to give me a little card to thank me for just being a part of Surf Shack. So Surf Shack Yoga, thank you to all the instructors. You're incredible for putting up with, you know, a skinny, sickly, stinking old dude coming into your space and just have it welcoming and healing. And just anyone who wants to do yoga, anybody who just even needs a change. You need to feel something different. Get down to the Surf Shack Yoga and check it out, because it will change your life. It really will. It really will. Similarly, my buddy Scotty, he's been going down to the pool, Auxiliary Park Pool, and has met all kinds of friends, has been out dating. It's incredible. So, you know, they just go out, do some stuff. Thank you, Surf Shack Yoga. And I was humbled and full of love when I received that token. So you're the best. Thank you. And so what's next? What's next on? I think it's time to get into a little country. Little alt country, we'll say. I got to come up with a new term for this thing because, rightly, country has a bit of a stigma. And that's just because it was dominated by a bunch of drunk, misogynistic, white supremacists for quite a few years, quite a few decades. That is all in the past, mostly. I'm sure there's areas, but this Gen Z has picked up country and turned it into an art form, an actual art form. So country, Gen Z, I've got to come up with a new term. I'll have a new term by the time you enjoy this track. From a young lady, Teresa from BC, goes by the name of Pony Gold. I do believe she's blowing up. She's doing a great job. Super cool young lady. Here's the vinyl, Pony Gold. What's this song? Let's see. I'm trying to remember which one I chose. Impossible Dream. Impossible Dream. I do believe I had seen one of her video posts. Why am I talking so much this morning? You poor people, I am so sorry. All right, so I was listening to a social media thing of her. She's drinking a lot of self-proclaimed mental issues or whatever people like to say when they are struggling. So she, out of it, hit rock bottom, called out to the universe and said, you know, send me a signal, send me a sign, send me Leonard Cohen, and I'll know that this is what I should be doing. If not, that's it. I'm done. Well, she turned on the radio, and I do believe it was like an interview with like Feist or like Joni Mitchell or somebody. And pretty much the first words out of her mouth were the words Leonard Cohen. And so she never looked back. And here is a song called Impossible Dream, Pony Gold. And yeah, Make Bacon. A very yammer yammer mouth DJ Over Easy coming at you. tiny little line.
Trying so hard. it too far. You keep waiting around.
There you have Marley Hale and a song called To Those at My Window. Marley Hale from down in the U.S. Was swinging through town and saw her at the Buckle. So, yeah, thank you, Buckle. Yeah, thank you, Buckle, because we had last week Goodco and Lee Rust. So we'll get into some of that in the new hour. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. This is Making Bacon. I'm DJ Overeasy. I had mentioned that this Wednesday, Musiki, Nolan Hubbard, album release. That's big news. Big news. More big news. Big news. Let's see if I can get a red here. Big, big. There, I got a red. Big news. sorry, yo. I don't know why they let me do this. All right, Friday, March the 20th at the Mansion downstairs. You must check this out. Virginia of Kingston Live and Virginia Photography and writes for Alan Cross and one of the coolest people in town. It's her birthday. It's her birthday, yo. March the 20th, big birthday show. Some metal show. Monarch, the new hires, Aphorists. I'm not sure how to pronounce that specifically. I'll have to ask her. I know I heard her say it because I looked at this poster and I'm like, Aphorist, 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 Rust, Rust, FX, Rust. Frux. Sorry, people. And Victor Complex. So, March the 20th, The Mansion, big show. Big show, big show. Let's promote the heck out of this. Virginia's the coolest, and let's support her. She has earned, and provides for the community this wonderful, wonderful resource of, she's got the coolest pictures ever. Coolest pictures ever. It's coolest photos ever. If you ever need a photographer, Virginia Meeks, Virginia Photography online, big birthday show, The Mansion, Metal, Monarch, the new hires, Victor Complex. And I'm going to say that 1,000 times until the only thing that you remember about Making Bacon is that, man, that dude never shuts up. And March 20th, there's a show at the Mansion. All right. Let's go, though. Let's I'm going to give you guys a break. You deserve a break. You poor people have been long-suffering listeners. Here is a little break.
Hello, and welcome to Salt Licked in Rapture. I'm your host, Nishan Tung. Salt Licked in Rapture is a sonic exploration of, to quote Virginia Woolf, violent waves of emotion. Featuring both known and lesser-known musicians and poets, a special